This is the Composer's Datebook for April 17th. I'm John Zach. Early in April, in the year 1845, a 15-year-old American pianist named Louis Moreau Gottschalk performed in Paris at the Salle Pleyel. On the program was Chopin's Piano Concerto in E Minor, and Chopin happened to be in the audience that day. Although already quite weak from the consumption that would eventually kill him, Chopin went backstage to congratulate the young American on his performance. What exactly Chopin said depends on who you asked. Gottschalk's first biographer claims it was, "Very good, my child, let me shake your hand," while Gottschalk's sister insists it was, "I predict you will become the king of pianists." In 1845, Parisian society was curious about anything American after experiencing other exotic specimens from the New World, including P.T. Barnum's circus and George Catlin's paintings of Native American life. The New World was definitely in. 4 years later, on today's date in 1849, Gottschalk returned to the Salle Pleyel, this time performing some of his own original compositions, including a work entitled Bambula, after the name of a deep-voiced Afro-Caribbean drum. Gottschalk had been born in New Orleans and was exposed from childhood to Cuban and Haitian rhythms and music. The Parisian audiences had never heard anything like it and gave Gottschalk a standing ovation. Responding to demands for more of the same, Gottschalk wrote and performed a Louisiana quartet of four original Creole-inspired piano works, pieces which would anticipate by many decades both the rhythms and colors of American jazz. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.